y'all, this book. This book is so, so good. So Joanna, if you listening to me, I love you, girl. I absolutely love you. Loving this so far. So, so good. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, okay. So. Hey guys, welcome back to the Truth Be Told podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Alexis Monet Howell, and I'm so excited for today's podcast episode. If you know me, you know that I do not like to read, or at least growing up, I was not very fond of reading books. But today we are basing our conversation off of a book that I've been recently reading called Having a Merry Heart in a Martha World by Joanna Weaver. Y'all, this book is so, so good. So much so that I have just broken it down into like mini devotions. Like I am only on probably chapter 5 out of, I don't know, 15, 20 chapters. I don't know how many there is in here yet, but it's just been so good. It's like the little nuggets. It's one of those things that you could read it all in one sitting because it's just so good, but you could also just break it down little bit by little bit because it's just so good and you don't want to fit, like you don't want to rush through it. You just want to just soak it in little by little. That is where I am right now. And if y'all also know me, you know that I grew up not really loving to read books, but this book right here, whew, she is so good. I absolutely love the way that Joanna Weaver communicates in this. She has a lot of funny stories in here. So it's something where it's not just hit with biblical truths all the way through, but she breaks it up with just some funny stories of her own life. It's so, so good. And it also leads you to the Father, which is what every book should do, I feel like. And she just does such a good job. Again, I'm only on chapter 5 of like 20, but I'm loving every bit of it. I've been reading it for the past few months. Like this is how little bit by little bit I've been enjoying it. Like, you know how you like sip a cold glass of water and it's like, that feels so good. That's how I feel here. It's very refreshing, very like reviving. I absolutely love it. And I probably will finish it, I don't know, maybe like mid of the year. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I am just loving this so far. So, so good. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, okay. So the reason for this podcast episode is based off of this book. Having a Merry Heart in a Martha World is really about finding intimacy with the Lord and the busyness of life. That is actually the subtitle of her book. And it is so good because one of the things that Joanna hits in her book is that of worry. And she kind of has this like checklist in here to see if you are a worrier or not. Y'all, I check about most, if not all of the of the boxes when it comes to worry. And I already knew that I worried about things, but I didn't know how much I worried about it. And then by reading her book, just understanding that worry, I should no longer be bound by the worries of life. Like I'm not made to live bound to that. I'm made to live free. And so this book has brought me a lot of freedom by fixing my focus on the Father and not being so consumed with the busyness of like Martha had of life, but sitting in the sweetness like Mary did at the Father's feet. And that's what I want to do. So we're just going to kind of go into it and talk about laying it all down. Laying all of our worries, all of our desires, all of our dreams, all of our doubts at the feet of Jesus. What does that look like? What does that mean? How do you do it? And I'll just share with you what I'm learning. This is not a one thing fits all, but this is something that works for me. And I feel like as you find your own rhythm, you'll tweak it in a way that works for you so that you and I can actually walk in the freedom that the Father has so freely fought for us to receive. And it is that to not be bound by worry, but to walk in worship. That is where what we've been made to do and how we've been made to live is to not be bound by worry, but to walk in worship. And I feel like this book is slowly getting me there. It's making me aware of how much I've been bound by worry. It's giving me practical tips on how to surrender my worry so that I can walk in the freedom of worship as the Father has desired me to do so. And the same for you. So I've been reevaluating life, redefining some things, being made aware of my Martha heart, or Martha world rather, and just wanting that Mary heart where you just sit with Jesus and there is this intimacy that you have with him. So excited about that. I 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10, 1,000 out of 10 recommend getting this book, Having a Mary Heart in a Martha World by Joanna Weaver. It's so, so good. Joanna, if you listening to me, I love you, girl. I absolutely love you. You are so good at what you do. Like, blessings. So I just really want to talk about a few ways that I plan and have been laying it all down. Again, I'm laying down not just my worries, but my dreams, my desires, my doubts, my fears. I'm laying it all down at the feet of Jesus. And this is what we're called to do, right? It talks about in scripture where the Lord says, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy burden, I will give you rest because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And he gives us scripture. He tells us to cast all of our cares on him because he loves us. Like, the Lord wants you to be free of worry and to walk in worship more than you do. And the way that we do that is by taking step by step, doing practical things that can get us there. And every season looks different. So you may have to change it up a little bit from season to season, but no matter. You are made to walk and worship and no longer bound by worry. So one of the ways that I plan and am laying down all of my worries is by writing down what I'm worried about. You know, and I've talked about this on the podcast, that one of the ways, main ways that I communicate with the Lord is by writing things down. I feel like when the pen hits the page, my heart is just like melted before the Lord. Like, everything that I've got in there is just coming out, you know? And I also pray out loud. You know, I've done that here on the podcast as well. Don't mind doing that at all. But for me to be fully free of whatever is within my heart is when the pen hits the page and I write it down. So one of the ways that I'm laying down my worries, my dreams, my desires is by writing it down, which is communicating with the Lord, which is prayer, which is something we should definitely do day in and day out. The second thing I do is ask the Lord to free me of the worries that I've expressed to him, and then to replace those worries with the truth of his word. We find his truth in worship, listening to worship music. Again, I've talked about worship and I love it so much, where worship has the power to declare things over you that maybe you have failed to declare over yourself. It also shifts your focus to the Father and you declare his goodness that he so well deserves, all the titles, all the glory, all the names and the labels that he has, he so well deserves. And worship helps you get there. It brings out this source and this spirit of gratitude. And when we walk in gratitude, life is just better. Your soul is just better when you walk in gratitude. And so I ask the Lord to free me of those things, help me to walk in his freedom of truth through his word, through worship. I'm constantly surrender worrying to him. There will be times where I'm like becoming overwhelmed with classes, or I'm becoming overwhelmed with family issues, or becoming overwhelmed with my insecurities and my lack and my downfalls and my sinful tendencies. And in those moments, I have to surrender, which is often. I often have to surrender myself, my worries, my dreams, my desires, and disappointments to the Lord. And that's okay to constantly surrender. He wants constant communication. I've got constant surrender going at him. And it works. Again, going back to worship, I'm filling my ears with his truth, which helps me so much. What we take in, we become. So what you watch on TV, what you listen to in conversation, what you listen to in song, what you participate in your day-to-day, that's what you become. So I want to become a beautiful, amazing singer. And hopefully if I listen to enough worship music, that'll happen. No. But really listening to worship music is making me become more grateful. And to have a heart of gratitude is to have the greatest perspective that you can have, because when you're grateful, you're giving thanks to the Father, and that is the best place to be. I'm also filling my heart with the Lord's truth by consuming His word day in and day out, whether it's one verse or 50 verses a day. My goal is to take in God's word, let the Holy Spirit hold on to it, and use it whenever is necessary. The other thing that I do is share with others my struggle. You guys have heard throughout my podcast episodes, accountability partners, confessing your sins to other people, finding safe folks. I've had conversations with people on Live Alexi Howell who talk about safe people and sharing your struggles with them. It is the same when you're laying it all down. Number one, you go to God and lay it before Him. Number two, if you are propelled to do so, which most of the time we are, you share with a safe person where you are so that they can walk with you on this journey as well, so that they can understand where you are, they can pray for you, they can be there for you, they can, whatever the case may be, sharing with others your struggle with safe people is very helpful. For me, in the season that I'm in right now, my safe person is my mother. And we are, like, obviously mom and daughter, but really spiritual sisters. So we often come to each other about what's going on so that we're able to walk out James 5:16, praying for each other, confessing our sins so that we may be healed. And that's what we do. I just know, like, in these moments, as I'm laying it all down and walking out these steps and taking these practical principles and applying it to my life, I found myself encouraging other people to lay it all down. So as I'm walking out my own freedom, I have the honor and the privilege and the opportunity to help others walk out theirs as well. Again, what you take in, you become. I'm taking in the idea of I'm not supposed to be bound by worry, and I'm letting that overflow into those around me who may be still bound by worry to walk in worship, to walk in freedom, because that's what I so deeply desire. That's what I'm working towards. That's what the Lord is doing in my heart, and that's what I want for other people, including you. So again, what I do is just write down what's on my heart. Ask the Lord to free me of whatever I'm worried about and replace that with His truth. Whatever it is I'm worried about, what do you say about this, Lord? What do you have to say? What does your word say? Filling my ears and my heart with the truth of the Lord through worship and through reading His word, sharing my struggles with other people so that they can walk with me in this journey, because life is not to be made alone. You are to have other people. Whether you're single and you don't have a person, that's okay. You can have friends. You can have family. You're not supposed to be alone. Find a safe person to share your things with so that you can walk in freedom and be healed. I encourage others to do the same. Whatever you are participating in is going to flow in you. Whatever you're taking in, you become. So let whatever it is that the Lord's doing in your heart overflow into that of others so that they can walk in freedom as well. One of the things that came to my head was that we stand tallest when our hearts are bent lowest before the Lord. It is when we are at His feet, surrender, intimate, personal, right there with Him, that we actually stand the tallest, that we're actually the strongest, that we're actually at our best, because we understand that in our weakness is His strength. It says that, right? Paul talks about that, that even in his weakness, the strength of the Lord is shown. It's made known. So he boasts even more about his weakness so that the glory of the Lord can be revealed. That is the way that we are to live. So in laying it all down, we give him everything. We give him our dreams. We give him our desires. We give him our joys. We give him our family. We give him our disappointments. We give it all to him. And then we receive everything that he has for us, his goodness, his grace, his peace, his love, his joy, his guidance, his protection, everything and anything that God is, he wants to be and give to us. But we have to have the space to receive it. And if it's filled, if your life is filled up by worry, worship cannot penetrate. Worship and worry cannot stay in the same place. So my hope is that you would surrender your worry, that you would include worship, and that you would walk in the freedom that the Father has for you. So you and I will be laying it all down, and I plan to continue to grow in this by reading Having a Merry Heart in a Martha World by Joanna Weaver. Please go and get your copy if you would like. It's so, so, so good. And I hope this has been an encouragement for you guys. If so, let me know in the comments. Be sure to follow me on all the social medias. Y'all know what to do. I love y'all so much, and I'll see y'all in the next episode. Bye.